Good evening and welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School, home of the Knights, final home game here for Central Catholic. I'll mention a home game. They're going to play the sectional here and hopefully the regional. Mention a little bit about this. We'll let you know that we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity baseball game. This evening's high school game features the Caston Comets and the Central Catholic Knights. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PuttingInSports.com since 2008. Mentioned they didn't really have a meeting at home plate, coaches meeting, umpire meeting. They just announced the six seniors belong here at Central Catholic High School. And we'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll mention a little bit about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Caston Comets. Caston Comets, they have a school enrollment of 234. That's in their Class 1A, Sectional 52. Sectional will have six teams in it, and they'll play their sectional at North White High School. In game one on Wednesday, coming right up, Wednesday the 22nd at 6 o'clock start, the Northfield and Southwood. Game two, that same evening, the 22nd, 8 o'clock start, it'll be North White, Caston, the Caston Comets. Game five, they'll come back for that one on Saturday, the 25th. Game five will be the winner of game one versus the winner of game two. That game will start at 11 a.m. Then they'll play another one on Saturday. It'll be the 25th. It'll be a 1 o'clock ball game, and that'll be North Miami and West Central. For that game, we'll advance to the final game, and their final game is going to happen on Monday, Memorial Day, the 27th. It'll be the winner of Game 5 versus the winner of Game 6 for Class 1A Sectional 52 Championship. They'll play their game, the championship game, in the afternoon. It'll be a 1 o'clock start, 1 p.m. And we'll mention the athletic director at Caston Comet High School is Trent Taco. The athletic secretary is Aaron Klein. Caston High School is located 9815 Indiana 25. That's in Rochester, Indiana, 46975. You can dial them up by telephone at 574-598-8000. That's 574-598-8000. On the web, you can find them at CastonCometsAthletics.com, where the colors red, white, and royal blue. They're going with the royal blue jerseys tonight. They're going to wear the light gray pants. And they perform in the Hoosier North Conference. There are six teams in the Hoosier North, and they are alphabetically Caston Comets, Over Cavaliers, North Jetson Blue Jays, Pioneer Panthers, Triton Trojans, and the Winnemac Warriors. The Caston Comets are currently 12 wins, 9 losses on the season. They are in first place. First place out of 6 teams in the Hoosier North at 11-3. And I will mention their most recent game. They played Friday night, the 17th. They got a win for LaVille. It was 11-7. Head coach of the Caston Comets, Coach Blake Melnikoff, he was most instrumental for PuttingInSports.com. And we'll also mention he's a middle school football coach. I appreciate that. And as mentioned, their next game on the agenda is going to happen on Wednesday, 22nd, 8 o'clock start, Class 1A, Sectional 52, first round, North White versus Caston. And that'll be at the North White Sectional. So they're introducing the lineups right now. We're getting ready for national anthem, but we'll begin with opening prayer. Bullpen going to come in, join the crowd. Action Kane, Zach Reisman going to get the call here tonight. He's going to do the pitching for the Knights. And we're going to set this down.
Heavenly Father, help us add them to the things that last in this changing world. God is always fixed on you. Come be with us. think a strong athlete is an example of strength. It'll be just as fair as all of their endeavors. Give them the strength which comes from you alone. Christ our Lord.
That's a national anthem. Sounded a little bit like Gomer Pyle. I should say Jim Nabors. Jim Nabors, miss him. I'm sure the Speedway misses him also. So we're going to get some warm-up tosses. Knight's going to play defensively in the field. Today we're going to see Jack Reisman. Jack Reisman, where's number 31? Jack Reisman, he's the biggest guy on the team, and I'll say that in height. 6'5", he weighs in at 220. They tell me he plays right tackle on the football team. Sure, he could block a bunch of guys. He could probably double-team a couple guys. And he's going to do the pitching. He's a right-handed pitcher. Jack Reisman on the season. We'll mention he's got 5 1/3 innings for his belt. He's got 6 appearances. This is number 7. Will be his first start on the season. I will mention he's allowed 8 hits. He's allowed 11 runs. 6 of those runs were earned. Has walked 4 batters. Struck out 9. 6 of those batters went down looking. Has faced 34 batters this season. He's thrown 138 pitches. Bordnet giving him a start here today. Final regular season game for both teams. We're going out to the field with the Knights. Doing the catching today is Jackson King. Jackson King, where's number 3? Lucas Gerke, where's number 10? Second base, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, where's number 9? At shortstop, it's number 11. Mikey Stapleton, where's number 11? At third base, Gavin Bucel. Gavin Bucel, where's number 17? In left field, 41. That's Isaac Suppinger. In center field, number 33, Brent Robbins. And in right field, number 20, Aiden Minnick. Ready for first pitch. Leadoff batter in today's ballgame is going to be number 4, Talon Zeter. Talon Zeter, shortstop, right-handed batter. From the stretch is Reisman, primarily a relief pitcher. First pitch high for ball 1 at 6:03 p.m. 1 ball, no strikes. Talon Zeter. We'll mention the Comets are 12-9 on the season. He's 11-3. Their conference, that's the Hoosier North Conference. They won it. And ball 2 comes in high above the head. 2 balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Jack Reisman. The set. Comes the pitch. Comes in high and inside. Ball 3. Home plate umpire, you can tell. He's thinking strike, strike, strike. Until that ball is proven to be a ball or a strike. Pitch comes in high for ball 4. Reisman getting dialed in. He's getting acclimated. Still a batter. Walk. Talking out to talk with him is Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane has that earpiece. that right ear. He's getting instructions from the dugout. It's Coach Bourdonnais. Microphone can only come from the dugout. Whoever's running the microphone cannot be any other place. The premises. Just don't want you going out to center field calling pitches. So stepping in, second hitter in the lineup for Caston, number two, Lance Hanna. Ken, right-handed batter, plays second base. Modest lead at first base. Pitch to Hanna, strike called. Right across the dish, knee-high, balls one strike. Nice to have some activity in the bullpen. That's Sandberg getting loose. To be for no reason, but yet, here comes the pitch. Weighing a miss, breaking pitch. Nicely placed at Jack Reisman. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, runner aboard. Nobody out, top the first inning. Caston and Central Catholic. Out of the set, here comes the 0-2. On ball, third base, Gavin Mutel. Hop, he'll get it to second. It'll go 5-4. Will not make the throw to three. It's going to be a fielder's choice as one out. Hudson Gutwein elects not to throw across. Over at first base. Bit late there. One out. Batting will step in. It'll be the three hitter, number five, Evan Mollenkopf. Evan Mollenkopf, he's a sophomore. That is the third base coach. That is the head coach for the Caston Comets. So he'll step in. A little bit of an open stance. Evan Mollenkopf, pretty good stats for a sophomore. The set becomes the pitch. As a checky swing, and call a strike. Strike call. I don't believe that was a check. It was a strike called. 0-1 count. One out, 0-1 count. Five, Gavin Mollenkopf, the three hitter. Caston, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Sixth place by Reisman. Called strike. 0-2 count to Mollenkopf. Step back in. Out of lead at first base. Alvastad, here's the pitch. He finishes low, ball one. Ball, two strikes. Top of the first inning, the field looks plush. It looks well done. They take good care of it. That's a plus. Here comes the pitch. Taking pitch. Side of ball. Trying to duck out of the way. Mollenkopf, he nearly got himself hit by pitch. That would have been in the box. That would have not been over the plate. He'd be at first base now. 2-2 count. Here comes the pitch from Reisman. Hung on, ground ball. Backhand effort. The third base couldn't get it. That was Boutel. Ball goes into left field. Isaac Seppinger throws it back in as the cutoff. Mikey Stapleton. Ace hit off the bat of Gavin Mollenkopf. Runners aboard for Caston. First and second base. One out. Up to the first inning. Beautiful day for baseball. Today's going to be the warmest day so far this year. I believe it. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Checks it again. Here comes the pitch. I'm going to miss. In the batter's box is the four hitter. 18, Pete Duvall. Pete Duvall, he's the third baseman. The Comets. A little bit of an open stance. Runners at first and second base for Caston. A set. Comes the pitch. Sexy swing and a call a strike. Called strike at home plate. No help needed. Or went across the dish. Balls two strikes. On top got an 0-2 count. Picks a 1-2 base hit. Comes the pitch from Reisman. Taking pitch behind the batter. Ball. Count goes 1-2. I've been trying to curveball there, lost the grip. One ball, two strikes. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Jackson Kane out of the set, checks second base. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. There's a checky swing, going to call him out. Strike three, don't know if it's called or if it was a check. But they're going to set him down. He draws back to the dugout. So Reisman picks up a strikeout. Second out here in the top of the first. Stepping in is going to be the five hitter, number 23, Noah Hurd. For Hurd, he's a first baseman. Right-handed batter. Comes the pitch. inside and tight, ball one. Noah Hurd, pretty good-sized young man. Tight hitter for Caston. Then looking at signals. Lissette, he wants to step off the back. Action King wants to convey a few words. Mr. Reisner. Words coming from the dugout. They are coaching words. It's all good. They added the microphone and the transmitter this year. That's a brand new feature in IHSAA. Not all teams are utilizing at opportunity. Alvin said, here comes the pitch. High and tight, backs him off the plate. 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. Reisman bringing the fastball. Step back in, peer in, look at signals from Jackson Kane. On peer, now out of the set, comes a 2-0 pitch. Swung on, foul back to the screen. Noah Hurd unleashes a good swing. Solid swing, healthy cut. That was his cut. Ball one strike. At the end of batter's box, two aboard, first and second, two out. Up first inning, out of set. Pitch outside, good block. Jackson Kane stage bases, goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. On deck is number three, Caleb Stinson. And out on the diamond, Mikey Stapleton speaks some words of encouragement. Jack Reisman has to look up at Jack Reisman. Jack Reisman 6'5". Mike Stapleton just a bit shorter than that. Mikey listed at 5'11". He looks up at him. See all the time. Two balls, one strike. Al is set. Here comes the pitch. Al ball back to the screen. Jackson tried to clean it. Couldn't quite clean it. Off the glove. Foul tip. Full count. 3-2. Noah Hurd, the five hitter. Forecast it. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 3-2 payoff. The back curveball just misses, and they'll load the bases. Bases loaded. You're going to see the six hitter, number three, Caleb Stinson. Another right-handed batter. They're full of right-handed batters. So bases loaded. A bit of an open stance for him. Caleb Stinson plays center field. Where's number three? Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. High and inside. Ball one. At Heisman trying to find that release point. Trying to find it and trying to continue to duplicate it. One ball, no strikes. Peer in looking at signals. On the set, you'll check third base. Here's the pitch. High and tight. Ball two. Coach Bordenay going to call time. Going to walk out. Try to thumb the waters here. Two out, two count to the six hitter, Caleb Stinson. Bases loaded. They're in the top of the first inning. And a pretty good game. We're going to see what this game looks like. And then Nathan's going to tell us a little bit about Speedway. You're talking about who got the poll yesterday?
McLaughlin, a poll yesterday. He set a track record of 234.220 miles per hour, beating the previous record set by Alex Pillow last year by 3,000 miles per hour. So very close, and then Team Penske swept the whole front row. So it'll be an interesting race.
Are you going to take the Penske's car, or are you going to take the rest of the field?
I'm really rooting for Santino Ferrucci, number 14, for AJ Foyt Racing. He's in the American flag car, so got to root for him.
My dad liked AJ Foyt. Now I got my name, I think. It's Anthony. Here, his is Joseph. Out of set, here comes the pitch. I am tight. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Piece to pudding. This is loaded. 3-0 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Is Reisman. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. Just above the zone, ball four. So first run, going to cross home plate. is number two, Lance Hanna. And the bases continue. They're still loaded. Step. First pitch. Right. Ball one. In the batter's box is number seven, Eli Holloway. He is the DH in the one ball, no strikes, two out. Chad, pitch, breaking pitch in there for a strike. He's facing a righty. Lefty elbow, broke in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at the signals. Jack Reisman out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Spinning just above the zone. One strike, and he'll step back in. That's Eli Holloway. He's the seven hitter for the Comets. Set, Jack Reisman. Here comes the pitch. It'll be a hit by pitch. So Reisman's going to hit by pitch. Run comes in to score. It's number five, Gavin Mollenkopf. Mollenkopf, base hit down the third baseline. Four and timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordney out. Have conversation. Tibbs infield. Bullpen. They're going to go to the bullpen. Coming into this is going to be Gus Sandberg. Bordney taps him on the backside. It's Jack Reisman. He jogs off the field in the dugout. They give him high fives, medium fives. And Jack Reisman is starter, we may see him back in the ballgame. So getting some warm-up right here is going to be Gus Sandberg. Sandberg will mention, and Gus Sandberg going to step in. He wears number 30. He's a sophomore by class. 215, pretty stout young man, and a third baseman. He can play some first base. Far on the season, he got 25 and a third innings. Prince number 11 started four games. Win-loss record is three wins, two losses, 113 batters, 347 pitches, 23 hits, runs, and six of those runs were earned. To nine batters, he had struck out 19. 11 of those batters went down looking. He had some warm-up tosses. Pitcher's rubber. Bases loaded. Two runs in. First inning, there are two out. A step in. It's going to be number 21, Grant Yaden. Yaden, he's the eighth hitter. Comets, he plays right field. So Gus Sandberg says might need just one more. Formed up. He had some pretty substantial bullpen down there. Loose. There with Jackson Kane. There's going to be home plate. Be the eighth hitter, 21, Grant Yaden. Yaden, right fielder. Stance, another right-handed batter. Looking at signals. Gus Sandberg out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Sandberg pitched as a freshman. Substantial innings as a freshman. Sophomore season, here comes a pitch. He'll foul it right side out of play. One ball, one strike. Yaden. Grant Yaden steps back in. Turn in, looking at signals. Right-handed hurler. Gus Sandberg out of the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One and two. Forget the head in the count. Sandberg trying to get the Knights out of a little bit of a jam here in the first. Here's the pitch. Pitch in there for a strike. Got the dish and broke low and away. Called strike, and the Knights get out of the inning. Give up two runs. They leave three on base. pick up one hit in the inning. I just from Molotov, coach's son. Knights are going to bat here in the bottom of the first, and we'll mention it. All game is being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, 321 Real Estate. Being about residential or corporate relocations, you know, a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years of experience in that process. Real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent and or real estate broker strives for. Lisa Stokes Bear. Your happiness and her success, the same. State lady with the high real estate IQ. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-13-4086. Her number is 317-13-4086. Rubber right now for the Caskin Comets is Carson Harness. Carson Harness, he wears number 11. Then he misses appearance number 4. He's pitched in 2 2/3 innings. Out one hit. 3 runs. 2 of those runs were earned. He has walked 4 batters. He has struck out 2. A total of 15 batters this season. 58 pitches. Diamond, the catcher, is Gavin Molenkopf, wears number 5. Number 23, Noah Hurd. East Lance Hanna wears number 2. Talon Zeter, number 4. Third base, Pete Duvall, number 18. In left field, number 9, Edison Byram. Center field, number 3, Caleb Stinson. And in right field, number 21, Grant Yagi. Stepping in, first batter for the Knights, Gutwein. From the windup, pitch. From Harness, a pitch. Jog down to first base. Hudson Gutwein will pick up hit by pitch on the season, number 13. King hit by pitches. Magnet for the baseball. And Davin Butel. Butel, 1 foot out, looking for signals. And right-handed batter, working from the stretch. Salisette, first pitch. Meridian, strike call. At pitch, after a hit by pitch, you're going to take a pitch. One strike. Butel. Now here's the pitch. He was squared a bunt, pulled the bat back. Off the plate, breaking pitch. So no ball, 2 strikes. Gavin Butel, he only needs 1 pitch. 5 hits on the season. Here's the pitch. A miss. So he'll go down swinging. There's 1 out here in the bottom of the first inning. And in the bat, it's going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke. 3 hitter. Where's number 10? He's playing first base. Play first base on the season. We might see Seppinger at first base. He's at first base for Gutwein. Out of set, here's the pitch. Finishes low, ball's in the dirt. And reading the dirt, taking off for second base. And up. 1 ball, no strikes. Signals, no signals given by Coach Bordenay. Signals. Stretch. Carson Harness, the long stretch, looking at signals. At position, check second base. Foul back to the screen. Stand in the batter's box. Lucas Gerke, he has some quick hands. Steps back through the zone in a heartbeat. 1 strike. Signals. Cuff, the sophomore catcher. Here's the pitch. Smith. Oh. 2-1. Rookie left-handed batter's box. Concentration. Ball field. Strike out of set. Here comes a pitch from Harness. On ground ball, second base. Lance Hanna couldn't make the play. It goes on into right field. Knights going to score their first run in the ball game. Duwine. Skirky going to reach first base by air. So next batter in the batter's box for the Knights is going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, the four-hitter. For three. Just a junior class member. Looking forward to the football season in the fall. Baseball this season. Right here in the batter's box. If you're in looking at signals. Ernest. Out of set. Here's the pitch. Dish. Right call. In at one, runner at first base. Skirky. Their signals once again is harness out of the set. 0-1 pitch. Pull for a ball. Good block by Molenkoff. Out in front of him. Good Skirky, nowhere to go. One ball, one strike, one out of the first inning. Ball game. Caston got two in the top of the first. Out of the set. Pickoff move. First base back in their space. The tag was applied by Noah Hurd. Now steps back in. Jackson Kane. Out of stretch and out of set for Harness. Here comes the pitch. Finishes low. Jackson Kane and still in the box. You stay still in the batter's box, it's all yours. But when you start moving, pitcher wants to throw over you, and he touches your body when you're moving. Turns this out, it's not the runner. One strike, out of set, and here comes the pitch. Ball three, outside, good block once again. Molenkoff. One count. Kane, the four-hitter. Five-hitter is on deck. Minnick. Here comes a 3-1 pitch to Kane. Strike inside edge. Thought it was ball four. At the end. Kane, couple of batting gloves. Up just a little bit. Kane leads the team in home runs. He has two. Here comes the pitch. So they'll set down. There are two out. Out here in the bottom of the first inning. See a left-handed batter step in once again. This one's going to be Caden Minnick. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Looking for signals. None given. And base doing the base running for the Knights. Serious tie this ball game with a good swing here by Caden. Side ball one. One ball, no strikes. And signals. Harness. At pitch. Tight ball two. Two balls, no strikes. In the bottom of the first inning. And Hudson Duwine in the score. Set. Pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Healthy cut. Good cut by Caden Minnick. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Brent Robbins is on deck. Stepping back in the rubbers out of the set position. Pitch. Go the other way. It's going to go left field. It's going to be made as he veers hard to his left. Byram catching him. Came from being tied up. Next three outs will be out of the inning. We'll miss it after one complete. Comets, two. Central Catholic Knights, one. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, we'll talk a little bit about Central Catholic. Well, if you have Central Catholic Knights, they have a school enrollment, 296, as compared to 234. It's a good matchup. School was founded in 1956. Might have done work for him, Mr. Tom Ryan, let me know he was in the first graduating class at Central Catholic High School. He lives primarily in Noblesville, Indiana. Class 1A sectional. Sorry about that. We'll mention Central Catholic. Class 1A, sectional 54. That sectional will be right here at Central Catholic. There'll be 6 teams in it. It'll be a Thursday-Monday tournament. Game 1 on Thursday, the 23rd. Coming right up, 5:30 start time. It'll be the North Vermilion Falcons and the Fountain Central Mustangs. Game 2 on Thursday evening, 7:30 start. It'll be the Covington Trojans and the Central Catholic Knights. Game 5, they'll come back for that one on Monday morning at 11. That'll be the winner of game 2, the winner of game 1 versus the winner of game 2. And then they'll come back Monday afternoon in Attica. That'll be a 1:30 start. Attica Red Ramblers and the Riverton Park Panthers. They'll play one another. The winner of that game will make it to the final game. And the final game will play the winner of game 5, winner of game 6. And that'll be Monday evening, I think 7:30 start time. We'll finish that up in just a moment. Stepping into bat, top of the second inning. Cats and batting, his first pitch from Sandberg. Swing a miss. Nine-hitter is at the plate. He wears number 9, Edison Byram. Byram made that good catch to finish the first inning just a bit ago. We're going to have a windup. Gus Sandberg, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Well placed. Kind of froze up Edison Byram. Righty facing a right. 0-2 count. Getting ahead in the count. Here's the pitch from Sandberg. Swing and a miss. So he'll go down swinging. The Knights have one out. We're in the top of the first, top of the second inning. It's a 2-1 ball game. Caston in front. We're going to see the one hitter again. It's number 4, Talon Zeter. Talon Zeter stepping in. He's played in all 21 games. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Talon Zeter, 86 plate appearances, 64 at-bats. He batted 312, 488 on base percentage. Second pitch, ground ball, third baseline. Backhand. Gavin Buttel across the diamond. Throw brought Gerke off the bag. Just slightly. Gerke trying to get back to the bag. Prior to Talon Zeter getting to the base, and he couldn't get it done. Zeter, infield hit. Tremendous play at third base by Gavin Buttel. So with one out, stepping in the bat, we're going to see the two-hitter. Again, that's Lance Hanna. Lance Hanna wears number 2. Right-handed batter. Modest lead there at first base. Talon Zeter working from the stretch. Now the set. Step off the back. Fake a throw to first base. Take a throw to first base, step back in. Here's a pitch from Sandberg, outside ball 1. Lance Hanna, number 2. He played in 17 games. This is game number 18 for Lance Hanna. They played 21. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Foul ball, right side, almost straight back. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Lance Hanna. 68 plate appearances, 51 at-bats. He's batting 373, has a 507 on-base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away. Hanna checks swing. Ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Hanna is the second baseman. He's got 19 hits on the season. 14 are singles. He's got 5 doubles. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball foul at third base. Gavin Buttel not going to give it a big-time effort. No necessary reason for that. So the ball goes into the bullpen area. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lance Hanna, 2-hitter. 4, Coach Mollenkopf. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Going to get over the head of Gus. Shortstop, Mikey Stapleton. Couldn't get the throw out. Decided not to make the throw. It was a high hop by the time that ball came down. Lance Hanna was almost to first base. So Mikey decides not to throw to first. He goes back to second. And nearly gets Talon Zeter going back to the bag. So runners at first and second base with one out. Next batter, 3-hitter. Number 5, Gavin Molenkoff. Gavin Molenkoff owns one of the two hits in the ballgame for the Comets. Right in his batter's box. Sophomore athlete. With an out stretch, now a set, check second base. Checks it again. There's the pitch. Swung on. Foul ball. It'll be fielded around by the on-deck batter. That's the four-hitter, Pete Duvall. So let's get back in. 0-1 count to Molenkoff. Turning and looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-1 opener. He step off the bat. Thought about going to second. Just wasn't quite ready to pitch. Didn't like the lead that Zeter had at first, at second base, I should say. He step off the bat. He's looking for signals again. Peering in, now out of set position. Here comes a 0-1 pitch outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Gavin Molenkoff, he's played in all 21 games. 79 played appearances, 54 at-bats. He's batting .352 in that right-handed batter's box. Spin move, no throw to second base. He'll step back in. Just Sandberg. Molenkoff has a .557 on-base percentage. He got 19 hits, 16 are singles. He got 3 doubles. I think 3 doubles, and here comes the pitch. High and away. Ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Gavin Molenkoff. Peering in, looking at signals. Jeff Sandberg, out of the set. He'll check second. Here's the pitch. Just above the zone. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 aboard first and second base. There's 1 out. We're in the top of the second inning. How the set, check second, is the 3-1. Breaking pitch, finished just above the zone. So Molenkoff's going to jog down to first base. And all bases are occupied. They're going to be loaded. For Kasten, for the four-hitter, Pete Duvall. 1 out. Top of the second, base is loaded. 2-1 ball game. Kasten got 2 in the first. Knights got 1. Peering in, looking at signals. How stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul ball, back to the screen. Breaking pitch. Pretty good break right there. Pete Duvall was right there hanging in on the breaking pitch. Fouled it back. Right-handed batter's box. Duvall, where's 18? He's played in all 21 games. Alex said, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. 18, Pete Duvall, 0-2 count. Way ahead in the count is Jeff Sandberg. Duvall, batting average, .279 in that 4 spot. Turn and look at singles. Time called by Duvall. Granted, he'll step out and step back in. Pete Duvall. He's got 17 hits on the season. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, third base, Gavin Buttell. He's going to throw it to the plate. He lost his footing. Lost his footing, and would have had a good throw to the plate. Threw it anyway. But it slipped right there on the infield grass. So run comes in to score. That's number 4, Talon Zeter, crossing the plate. It's a 3-1 ball game. And stepping into bat is Noah Hurd. So a fielder's choice for Pete Duvall, he's at first base. Even though the out was not recorded, fielder's choice that he reaches base. 1 out, peering in looking at signals. Gus Sandberg, time called, right-handed batter's box. Noah Hurd, the right-handed batter, he plays first base. Noah Hurd, 23, he's played in 18 ball games. First cuts, foul ball, which is a nice dugout. Looks like a cue ball. Cue ball hit off the top of the bat. No balls, 1 strike. 1 out. Ball drive out of the set. Gus Sandberg, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished just above the zone. 1 ball, 1 strike. Bases loaded, 1 out. Top of the second inning, 1 run in. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swung on, to take it to right field. Caden Minnick going to back up. He's going to make the catch. They're going to tag from third base. He's going to score. They're going to throw the cutoff right there at shortstop, Mikey Stapleton. And it's a sacrifice fly off the bat of Noah Hurd. And coming in to score from third base is number two, Lance Hanna. Two runs in here in the top of the second. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Mollenkopf is going to talk to the home plate umpire. Just double-checking, making sure there's a, see what he's going to do here. He's going to put a courtesy runner out, I do believe. Home plate umpire going to go with that miniature stenographer's pad. And I'm going over to third base to do the base running for the Comets. This is number six, Tanner Sutton. Tanner Sutton, he's a senior. He listed as an outfielder. So runners on the corners for the Comets. Two out. Stepping into bat, number three, six hitter, Caleb Stinson. Now a stretch, now a set. First pitch from Gus. Swing and a miss to Stinson. So, he's going to step back in. Caleb Stinson. Where's number three? He's played in all 21 games for the Comets. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. The 0-1 pitch. Strike called. Outside half. No ball. Two strikes. He'll step back in. Caleb Stinson. Batting average of 274. On base, 370. Here comes the pitch. I'm going to go across the dish. You're going to say, no swing, and they go down looking, and I'm in disbelief, and I'm not sure either. Nathan's shaking his head, too. But so the Comets pick up two runs again in the top of the second inning. Knights are going to bat. They'll bat in the bottom half of the second inning. After 1.5, Comets 4, Knights 1. We'll also mention this game today is being brought to you in part by Fritz and Fishers. .com. FritzandFishers.com. They've been in business since 1983. 40 years in the car sales business. They buy, they sell, they'll trade, they'll help you to finance your quality car, truck, or SUV. They have preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. Two Hamilton County, Indiana locations. One is in Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. You can dial them up there at 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. They have a location in Noblesville. That's between Noblesville and Westfield. That's right there along State Road 32. You can dial them up there at 317-773-2232. Again, that number is 317-773-2232. You can stop by, or you can visit them online at fritzandfishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping into the bat for the Knights, right here is batter number 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins stepping in. Going to work again on the pitcher's rubber, Carson Harness. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. No balls, one strike. Bryn Robbins, center fielder for the Knights. Haven't seen center field play that well since Kevin Donahoe. This comes in. Ball, one strike. I'm not saying Kevin Donahoe was better, but not that well. So, Bryn Robbins, he can get the beat off the bat wherever he's at. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball two. Bryn Robbins going to Kaiser University in Florida, going to play football. He'll be in the uniform next year. He's going to take a shot to left center. Got a lot of it. It's going to get the gap. He's going to roll, not going to quite get to the warning track. He's going to end up at second base standing up. So Bryn Robbins swings a good bat, and Bryn Robbins picks up double on the season, number 7. He leads the team with 7 doubles. Here this season. He'll put the sliding mitt on. Next batter will be Gus Sandberg. Gus Sandberg going to step in. He's going to bat in place of Zach Reisman. Zach Reisman exits the ball game, but he is an original starter. Alice said, here comes the pitch. Strike called. So Sandberg doing the batting. Sophomore batter. He'll step back in right here in the batter's box. Here signals. Now out of the set, check second base. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. Good block right there for Mollenkopf. Went laterally to him. Kept Bryn Robbins at second base. 4-1 contest. This game is going to ratchet up. You just know it is. We got some cell phone activity. As long as it's not my wife calling. Low for a ball. When my wife calls, I know I went off the air. And we don't like that. So she's got a distinctive ring. It's a Smokey and the Bandit theme song. So if you hear it, don't tell me. Two balls, one strike. Out of set, harness, here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 count. Gus Sandberg, probably a green light. Gets a good pitch. Sandberg swinging a good bat. Out of set. Here comes a 3-1 pitch from Harness. Fouled back to the screen. Just underneath the baseball. Count goes full at 3-2. On deck for the night is Keaton Brooks. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of set. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. The Gus. Going to pop one. Second base. He's going to call for it. He'll catch it near the back lip of the grass. And there has an out on the inning. It's caught by Lance Hanna, second baseman. Oh, baby, we got some wind up here. Thanks. So, Molenkopf going to go out and talk with Harness. Molenkopf going to jog back behind the dish. Brent Robbins still at second base. There's one out. Keaton Brooks swinging a good bat. Steps in. Keaton Brooks working as the DH in today's game. Out of set for Harness. Here's the pitch. Outside, well outside. Ball one. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking at signals. Not many given. Left-handed batter's box, Keaton Brooks. Right into the pitcher, Carson Harness. Here comes the pitch. He'll take it the other way. It's going to be foul balls. They're going to be caught. Good effort. Great effort at third base. Pete Duvall laid out for it, tried to catch it over the shoulder. For a second there, I thought he might get it. But he didn't. So it's a 1-1 count. And Keaton Brooks living dangerously. He'll step back in. 1-1 count. Ball's live. 1-1 count. One out. Peering in, looking at signals. Carson Harness. Alvesetti will check Brent Robbins at second base. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. Breaking pitch. Looked like a breaking pitch. Might have not got the grip he was looking for. Two balls, one strike. Peering in. Now Alvesetti. Harness. Check second. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. Trying to work that outside edge. Keaton Brooks likes outside pitches. He goes the other way. So they'll work from there. And we got some more activity. The phone. Spam risk. I hate those calls. Going to be a ground ball. Going to be an in the hole base hit. Shortstop Palazzina was kind of hovering near second base. And that opened up the hole right there to the outfield on the ground. Base hit by Keaton Brooks, and an RBI scoring right there is Brent Robbins. So Keaton Brooks picks up an RBI. He has 13 on the season. Stepping in, Mikey Stapleton. So one run in here in the bottom of the first, bottom of the second, Meyer, for Central Catholic. It's a 4-2 ball game. Casting in front. We're going to have a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Stapleton. He'll take one to the left field. It's going to drop in. Base hit. One hop. They're going to try to get him at second base. Couldn't get him. Try to get the fourth out. Good base running by Keaton Brooks. Ball goes over near the bullpen area. The nice bullpen down the first baseline. And Mikey Stapleton going to get credit for a base hit. He'll move to second base on the overthrow. So Mikey Stapleton working that average. Mikey Stapleton picks up base hit number 22 on the season. He's got 24 hits on the season. Base hit number 22. So next batter, we see the one hitter again for the night, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein swinging a good bat as of late. Right in the batter's box. Runners aboard, second and third for the night. One out. out of set opponent. They came to pitch. They called a strike. Strike call might have been below the kneecaps. When you check a swing, and that ends up, that ball ends up close to a strike, it seems like it gives the umpire the authority to go ahead and call it a strike because he checked it. That's just my knowledge of it. You kind of agree with that? Out of set, here comes the pitch. Off the dirt, good block by Mollenkopf. Kept it out in front of him. Knights runners at second and third base. Bottom of the second inning. A lot of scoring here in the ballgame. Both teams scoring each inning so far. Peering in, looking at signals. Carson Harness out of the set. Here comes the pitch to Gutwein. Outside of ball. Two balls, one strike. Hudson Gutwein, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signals given by Coach Bordenay. See if they want to put a bunt down. First baseline is wide open for a bunt and maybe even a bunt single RBI. Pitch comes in outside and low. 3-1 count. Three balls, one strike. Hudson Gutwein steps back in. Looking out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight, ball four. Ball gets by Mollenkopf coming in from third base to score. He is Keaton Brooks. So the Knights have two to match the two of Kasten here in the second inning. Knights have one out and a timeout on the diamond. Coach Blake Mollenkopf to go out and talk with his infield. And we'll mention a little bit more. This game is in part being brought to you by Thomas Docks Incorporated. He has high quality, custom built waterfront products and services. They build docks, boat lifts, sea walls, and they have dock accessories. That's marine services, etc. Thomas Docks Incorporated, you can find him on the web at thomasdocks.com. They're located in Noblesville, 20799 Riverwood Avenue, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. Thomas Docks, they're locally owned and operated since 1993. You can dial them up at 317-774-3790. Again, their number is 317-774-3790. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or you can call them for an appointment. Thomas Docks, stepping in for the Knights. Two-hitter, 17, Gavin Boutel. Right-handed batter's box, Gavin Boutel steps in. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Harness. You're going to take it out of play, almost straight back, 0-1 count to Boutel. Boutel on the season, he's got 25 hits. They are all singles. Boutel, only guy in front of him is Brent Robbins. He has 26 hits. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Mollenkopf going to fake a throw to second base. Hudson Gutwein was going to allow the throw to go, try to get in a pickle. But Mollenkopf fakes the throw and looks at third base. Runners at second and third for the Knights, one out. Gavin Boutel going to call time. Time called and they're going to call a balk. Didn't quite see that. I was looking at Gavin Boutel. That balk was called by the home plate umpire. So, run comes in to score. Third run here in the inning for the Knights. That was Mikey Stapleton. Turn in, looking at singles. I have a runner at third base. Stepping in, here comes the pitch to Boutel. Breaking pitch finishes away. Hudson Gutwein is at third base, the only base runner for the Knights. One out. 1-2 count to Boutel. Out of set, Harness, here's the pitch. He's going to take a shot to left field. It's going to be caught. They're going to try to tag him. It's going to be a throw at the plate, but it's not going to happen on the cutoff. Cutoff there and coming in to score on a tag-up is number 9, Hudson Gutwein. And Gavin Boutel picks up an RBI. He's got 17 on the season. And coming in to score, as mentioned, Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein picks up 34th time he's crossed the plate. Stepping in, Lucas Turkey, first pitch. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Bottom of the second inning. I have four runs here in the second. Here comes a wind in the pitch from Harness. Going to be a shot to second base. Short hop, couldn't make the play. Going to be a base hit. Got over the glove, didn't touch the glove. And Lucas Gerke reaches base with a base hit. So Gerke going to pick up base hit number 20 on the season. 16 singles on the season. He got 16 singles. Four doubles. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane had walk-up music. He likes the country feel. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. So runner aboard at first base, Lucas Gerke. Stepping in, Jackson Kane right into the batter's box. We're going to have a stretch and out of the set. Carson Harness taking off for second base. Going to be a throw. We're going to go in standing up. Lucas Gerke has a stolen base. And Lucas Gerke picks up stolen base number 9 on the season. He's been thrown out twice. So one ball, one strike. Jackson steps back in. Peering in, looking at signal. Alva set. Carson Harness sets second base. Here comes the pitch. Checks his swing across the dish, strike called. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Caden Minnick is on deck for the night. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-2. Ground ball, should say foul ball, left side, out beyond the third base dugout occupied by the Commons. So we'll stay in the box with that 1-2 count. Jackson Kane. Tap the plate, far and near. Peering in, looking at signals. Carson Harness from Gavin Mollenkopf. Now out of set. Becomes a 1-2 again. High for ball 2. Two balls, two strikes. Jackson Kane studying hard. You know he is. Jackson Kane, the four-hitter for the Knights. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Out of the set, Harness. Checks second a second time. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Just missed. It's not where the ball lands. It's where it crosses the front of the plate. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2, two out. Payoff pitch on the way to Jackson Kane. He's going to be set down there. He'll go down looking. And the Knights get out of the inning. The Knights pick up four runs in the bottom of the second inning after two complete. Knights 5, Comets 4. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Your Home Away From Home. Your Home Away From Home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay? Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Davenport, Florida. You can enjoy a four-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath, spacious townhome with a private pool available for short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County, close proximity to the Walt Disney theme park in Orlando. And if you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, just 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Daytona Beach, and New Smyrna beaches. You and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. When you get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. To inquire, you can direct your emails to 353captiva@gmail.com. Again, that address is 353captiva@gmail.com. It's Davenport, Florida. That sounds pretty good. So they're going to toss one down second base. Knights dead ready to stand here in the top of the third. Right here on the Comets coming through the plate. stepping in is going to be number 7, Eli Holloway. Eli Holloway, he's a freshman. Freshman class member. Working from the windup, looking over the glove. Here comes the pitch from Gus. Strike called outside edge. Eli Holloway, where's number 7? He is the DH in the ballgame. He's batting for the pitcher, number 11, Carson Harness. Second pitch comes in there, outside edge, strike called. So Gus Sandberg gets ahead in the count. Probably going to pitch here, nothing good to hit, and he's going to swing at it. Swing and a miss, kind of locked him up. By the time he started to swing, he had to follow through, and there's one out. So the Knights have one out. Stepping in, once again, it's 21, Grant Gayden, right fielder. First pitch from Sandberg. Swung on, he's going to pop it foul. Is it going to be playable for Jackson Kane? Yes. Back near the screen, on the warning track around behind home plate, catch is made by Jackson Kane. There are two outs. So the next batter is going to step in for Caston. He's going to be the 9 hitter, number 9, Edison Byram. Edison Byram, he's played in all 21 games. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. So Byram, 68 plate appearances, 57 at-bats. He's batting 281, the right-handed batter's box. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Down goes 0-2. Byram on base percentage of .333. Byram has 16 hits. They're all singles. He's got 14 RBI. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and takes it to center field. Going to back up Brent Robbins. Going to be over his head. Byram is circling the bases. He may have missed first base. Not sure if the umpire was looking. It's going to end up a triple for the time being. He may have missed first base, but we'll see. So it's a good stroke right there for the 9 hitter, Edison Byram, left fielder, and there's going to be no appeal. No appeal, even if there might have been, should have been, or could have been. Not going to happen. Stepping in, 1 hitter, number 4, Talon Zeter. Turning in, looking at signals. Asking for another signal. Now Alex said, Gus Sandberg, here's the pitch. Good block by Jackson Kane. Protecting home plate. Runner at third base, Edison Byram. Edison Byram with a legitimate triple to left center field. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Foul ball, back, right side, out of play. 1-1 count. Talon Zeter was number 4. He played in all 21 games for Coach Mollenkopf. Breaking pitch, just misses above the zone. Talon Zeter, 1 hitter. He's a leadoff batter in today's ballgame. He's got a .488 on base percentage. Here comes a pitch from Jeff Sandberg. Swing and a miss. Evens the count at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. We're at top of the 3rd inning. Knights trying to strand a runner. Here comes a 2-2. Low block right there. Another good block by Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane and that chest protector. Say what, that thing gets beat up. 3-2 count. Peering in, looking at singles, out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Jackson cleans it. Nice get out of the inning. They leave a runner at third base. Good triple there by Edison Byram. He gets the pat on the backside from Coach Mollenkopf. So, after 2.5, Knights, 5, Comets, 4. And a pretty good game in the works right here. We'll talk a little bit about those Indiana Pacers. Who would have thunk it that they'd go to New York and win, Nathan?
No, it was an exciting game 7, but it was nice. I was at the track yesterday for qualifying, but they broke in every little bit when the cars were going around to let us know what the score was. So we got to watch a little bit of the game on the big screens during qualifying. Just a good win. Now we get Boston, which is going to be another tough series, see what we can do. Who knows, maybe we'll find ourselves in the finals.
Absolutely. I tell you what, Connor, you're probably a race fan. Tell us about your racing, being a fan. I know you are, Connor.
I love watching it every year. I watch it. Unfortunately, I'll miss it this year for my grad party, though.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I might even be at that grad party.
I have to come. Show up and get some tacos.
I don't know if I need to eat, but I got other reasons for being there.
That's right. You got to show up.
Yeah, maybe so. When you get an invitation, you kind of got to do something. I don't get a whole lot of invitations, but when I get them, I got 4 this year. That's not too bad. So, stepping in, it's going to be Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick for the Knights. Lefty in the batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Long peer. Out of windup, here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll go out of play, left side. Take it inside out. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, step back in. Caden Minnick, we'll mention, 103 plate appearances entering this game. Pitch comes in high for ball one. 84 at-bats. Caden Minnick, batting average, 274. On base percentage, 386. He got 23 hits on the season as the pitch. Going to foul this one. Left side, going to float barely out of play. Giving it a good chase was Gavin Molenkopf, the catcher, for Caston. Caden Minnick, he's got 18 singles, 4 doubles. He has not hit a triple, but he has an inside-the-park home run. He was on his wheels to come to pitch. Let's swing at one. Wishes he had that swing back. That's not customary of that young man, but he's trying to protect his own. So 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Next batter in the batter's box, we're going to see Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins played the good center field. Say what, Edison Byron, that triple, there was nobody going to catch that baseball in the gap. We're going to have a windup. Harness, first pitch to Robbins, outside, ball one. So Keaton Brooks is going to pick that up. The in-the-hole batter. That's the way the college does it. They pick it up in the hole. They don't make the on-deck batter waste his energy to pick it up when he might have to go back right away. 1 ball, 2 strikes. And I better keep my hands on there. Thank you. Got one more down there. Here comes the pitch to Robbins. Good call. Thank you. Inside edge. Strike called. 2 balls, 1 strike. Working from the windup. Here comes the pitch from Harness. Healthy catch, swing and a miss. Might have been a foul tip in the glove. Home plate umpire. Count goes 2-2. Let's step back in. On deck is Gus Sandberg. Here comes the pitch from Harness. Breaking pitch, finishes low. Ball 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bren Robbins steps back in. Looking over the glove, here comes a wind from Harness, the 3-2 pitch. He's going to take a shot to left field, base hit. Over the shortstop's head, not going to make a play. Ball ends up in left field. Edison Byron just toss it back in. So Bren Robbins picks up a base hit. Picks up base hit number 20 on the season. He's got 26 hits. Or 27, excuse me, on the season. Stepping in. Gus Sandberg. Turning in, looking at signals. Carson Harness, Salva Sat. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, second base. Lance Hanna. He'll field it, he'll go to first base. They'll get the out at first, and they'll let Bren Robbins still end up at second. Probably wasn't going to be a play at second for Robbins. Slow rollers. Second base, Hanna goes over to Noah Hurd, and there are 2 out. Bottom of the 3rd inning, stepping in is Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, base hit, RBI last time at the plate. Alva Sett, checks 2nd, is the pitch. The short hop, and Molenkopf has to track this one down close to the 3rd base dugout. So going from 2nd to 3rd base on the misplayed baseball is Bren Robbins. Stepping back in, Keaton Brooks. 1 ball, no strikes. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, going to be a base hit. Going to get by the glove of first baseman Noah Hurd. It was on a rope. And Keaton Brooks going to pick up another RBI and a base hit as Brent Robbins comes in to score from third base. With two outs and one aboard, Mikey Stapleton going to step in. Mikey Stapleton, number 11. Sophomore athlete. Stapleton batting 365. Alex said, here comes a pitch from Harness. Going to pop one, center field. Going to step in a couple of steps and make the catch. Caleb Stinson. And the Knights are out of the inning. Knights going to pick up a hit. They're going to pick up a run at the end of three completes. Knights 6, Comets 4. I will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com, your Central Indiana equipment dealer serving customers and community. And the community, yes, since 1955. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they are family owned and operated. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they supply farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners of Central Indiana with a full line of new and used John Deere products. They have parts and service for agriculture, residential, and commercial construction equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're right there along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Right there at the 276-feet exchange. And we'll also mention you can stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment because inside is Titus Bakery and Zelly. You can enjoy breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. Stepping in the bat for the Comets. Going to be number two, second hitter in the lineup, Lance Hanna. Pitch comes in with pop one center field. The move to his right, and it could be caught by Brent Robbins. There's one out here in the top of the fourth. The next batter in the lineup is going to be the catcher. It's going to be number five, Gavin Mullenkopf. Gavin Mullenkopf, as mentioned, he's played in all 21 games. He's batting 352 in that right-handed batter's box. First pitch from Sandberg just misses outside. Mullenkopf has an on-base percentage of 557. Here comes pitch. Swung on. He'll take it to right, left center field. It's going to be called for by Brent Robbins, and he'll make the catch. Two out. Top of the fourth inning. Next batter is going to step in. It's going to be number 18, the four-hitter, Pete Duvall. Right-handed batter's box. Duvall. Batting 279. First pitch, inside edge, strike called. Duvall has a 416 on base percentage. Here comes the second pitch from Gus Sandberg. Foul ball, they end up over by the dugout, third base side. No balls, two strikes. Pete Duvall. Pete Duvall, he's got 17 hits on the season. Turn in, signals. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. So Sandberg going to set him down, swinging, and the Knights get out of the inning. Three up, three down. And at the end of three and a half, Knights 6, Comets 4. I will also mention today's ball game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, AGM Auto LLC. That's in Arcadia. It's actually AGM Auto. It's located 1 mile west of Arcadia, Indiana. That's on 266th Street, Hamilton County. The future of your vehicle is in good hands. When you put your trust with the guys at AGM Auto, whether it's a routine oil change, I got a routine oil change today at AGM Auto, 8 o'clock, sharp. They're sharp too. Or the need for expertise of an experienced AGM technician, I will mention Wednesday morning, I'm going to have my front brakes worked on. I'm not going to get both brakes worked on at the same time. Costs too much money. Got to stagger them. AGM wants you to be safe and to stay safe on the road in your automobile. A second type of service offered at AGM Auto is classic car and classic truck restoration. If you still have that older car or truck out back, or maybe it's in the barn covered up with a tarp right there, that's AGM Auto. They have a passion to reveal the underlying beauty of each and every restoration project they begin. You can reach them at 317-984-5283. That's 317-984-5283. Stepping in for tonight's number 9, Hudson Gutwein. First pitch, outside, ball 1. Carson Harness has gone the distance. Carson Harness pitching here in the 4th inning. Coach Mollenkopf giving him opportunity. He entered this game with just 2 2/3 innings on the season. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Hudson Gutwein, number 9. He's a junior class member. He's played in all 26 games. Gutwein has a batting average of .303. He has wheels. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Just step back in. Working from the windup, Carson Harness. Here comes a 3-0 pitch. Low for ball 4. So Hudson Gutwein is going to walk back to down to first base. He'll pick up walk number 16 on the season. Next batter in the lineup, we're going to see number 17, Gavin Butel. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Looking at signals, Coach Bordney. At first base, Hudson Gutwein. Squaring the bun early is Butel. Third baseman, Pete Duvall coming in. Pulls the bat back, ball 1. Taking off for second base, stolen base. For Gutwein, he picks up stolen base number 15. He has been caught stealing one time. So Gutwein is at second base, scoring position. Gavin Butel in the batter's box. 1-0 count to Gavin. Out of set. Harness, here comes the pitch. You're going to square the bunt. Hold the bat back. Ball gets loose from Mollenkopf. And taking off for third base. Thanks, Connor. Taking off for third base and safe at third is Hudson Gutwein. So Gavin Butel, who squared twice, has not needed the bunt. And runners at third base, that's Hudson Gutwein. We're going to have a stretch, and now the set. Checks third base. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Try to check his swing. It's going to be a called strike. 2-1 count. Nobody out. Second batter here in the bottom of the 4th for the Knights. On deck is Lucas Gerke. How the set. Harness is the pitch. Swung on, you'll pop it up on the infield. It's going to be foul territory. Called for by the catcher. Mollenkopf makes a good catch in foul territory out in front of the Knights dugout. So one out here in the bottom of the 4th inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke has played in all 26 games. 98 plate appearances, 70 at-bats entering the game. He's batting .271 left-handed batter's box. Outstretched and out of set. Here comes pitch to Gerke. Low and good block by Mollenkopf. Count goes 1-0. Lucas Gerke on base percentage of .469. Gerke already has one hit in today's ballgame. It's a single. How set. Here comes the pitch to 1-0. Take it back up the middle. You'll pick up his second hit in today's ballgame. It'll get an RBI coming in to score. From third base is Gutwein, and Lucas Gerke is going to pick up RBI number 26. And he picks up second hit in the ballgame. Stepping into that, it's going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane will step in, runner aboard at first base, Lucas Gerke. One out. We're going to have a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Harness. Swung open to the outside. Good block once again by Mollenkopf. Mollenkopf, a good catcher. Just a sophomore class member. You got a couple of years on the upside. Cash and change, right into the batter's box, out of set, right into the picture. Harness, a bit of a breaking pitch in there for a strike. One ball, no strikes. Signal given, Coach Bordney. Not a lot. Lucas Gerke, he's got a horse. Lucas Gerke has 9 stolen bases on the season. Out of set, here comes the pitch. There he goes, staying off for second base. The throw's good. The tag is a bit behind the foot touching base. And Lucas Gerke picks up his 2nd stolen base in this ballgame. So 2 balls, 1 strike. We modestly lead it. 2nd base. They're going to hover. They're going to hold him on with 2nd baseman Linus Hanna. Out of set. Harness. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Low and inside. It's going to hit Jackson on the foot. He acts like nothing happened. He jogs down to 1st base. So timeout on the diamond. Mollenkopf is going to go out. Have conversation with Carson Harness. I'm going to go with a courtesy runner for Jackson. It's going to be Calvin Reisman, the brother of starting pitcher Jack Reisman. So Jackson going to put his gear on. 2 aboard for the Knights, 1st and 2nd base. 1 out, stepping in for the Knights, the 5 hitter, Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter's box, peering in. Looking at signals, Harness. Out of set, he'll check 2nd base. 1st pitch to Minnick. High for ball 1. Dave Minnick, a senior class member, he was introduced before the game with 5 other classmates. 5'11", 160. Left-handed batter's box. Out of set, Harness. Check 2nd. Here comes the pitch. He's going to square the bunt. He's going to bunt it. Foul, 3rd baseline. A little bit of a punch there. Almost looked like a slap bunt on a softball field. So 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 out. Runners at 1st and 2nd base for the Knights. 1 run in here in the bottom of the 4th inning for the Knights. Out of set, Harness checks 2nd base. Here's the pitch. They'll take a foul ball left side down the 3rd baseline. It's going to end up in the bullpen area. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Caden Minnick, quick hands. He gets the hands through the zone. That bat will be there right now. 1-2 count to Minnick. Alistat, here's pickoff move, 2nd base. Hovering there, holding him on, is Callum Zeter. Getting back safely. Runners at 1st and 2nd base, 1 out. 1-2 count to Minnick. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. High for a ball. 3rd base dugout. They thought that might have been a strike. It's where it crosses the front of the plate, not where it lands. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out. Out of set. Harness. Checks it again. 2nd base. Here's a pitch. High for ball 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bren Robbins is on deck. There's only 1 out. 2 aboard, 1st and 2nd. Payoff pitch to Minnick. Here it comes. He's going to take it to right field. Going to back him up. They're going to get tagged up at 2nd. So the catch is made. Caden Minnick has not charged a time at bat, and he'll move the runner from 2nd to 3rd. So 2 outs. Bren Robbins going to step in. On deck is Gus Sandberg. Robin's going to look for signals. Coach Bordney, he gets a hand clap. Hand clap signal. There are 2 outs. 2 outs. Nice batting. Bottom of the 4th. 1 run in. Peering in, looking at signals. Carson Harness. Alistat. Runners at 1st and 3rd base. 1st pitch, outside edge, strike call. Calvin Reisman is at 1st base. Shift Coach Bordney puts him on his horse. He has not attempted a stolen base this season. He has scored 1 run. out of the set. Here comes the pitch. There he goes. He's going to get a stolen base. I'll throw to third base. And nothing doing there. Pete Duvall catches it at third base off the bag. And Knights have runners at second and third base. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, Carson Harness. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Tries to check his swing. Strike call. Down goes 1-2. Brent Robbins will step back in. Right in his batter's box. Brent Robbins, 347 batting average. Alex Shad, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finishes high and away. Ball two. Count goes even at 2-2. Robbins on the season, 469 on base percentage. He has one hit in today's ballgame, looking for that second hit. Here comes the pitch. And a call now. Let's say a breaking pitch got the inside edge. And that was controversial, but we don't have the license. So they'll get out of the inning. Knights come up with one run after four completes. Knights 7, Comets 4. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage. It's in Arcadia, Indiana. They have indoor, outdoor storage with flex storage availability. You can call to reserve space for that safe and secure storage space location. They have indoor storage for your boats, RVs, or your precious automobiles. Or they have outdoor storage always available. To contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage, simply go online. On the web, it's www.aipsindiana.com. Again, that's AIPSindiana.com. Or to call them at 317-774-1500. Again, 317-774-1500. And they're going to get ready to throw one down right there. And Jeff Sandberg going to finish up his warm-up tosses. Jackson King, Gus Sandberg. I tell you what, Nathan, how about those Indianapolis Colts? They're going to get a primetime game. I think it's November 17th. They're going to have to do battle with probably the oldest quarterback in the game.
Yeah, the Colts schedule, it was a little bit of a surprise. It seems like all the games that are at home are at 1 p.m., which is a little bit interesting. But, you know, Anthony Richardson was out at the track this weekend as well, so it was nice to see him. I got to cheer him on, so.
They're going to see him, Mr. Aaron, the Jets, on the 17th of November. Here comes the first pitch. Ground ball foul in the batter's box for Caston. He's number 23, Noah Hurd. So Aaron Rodgers going to hopefully be healthy. He played four snaps last year. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Here comes the pitch from Gus Sandberg. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Right-handed batter's box, Noah Hurd. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll set him down swinging. Gus Sandberg getting acclimated. He's feeling pretty comfortable there on the pitcher's rubber. He's got a good defense behind him. Stepping into bat, six hitter number 3, Caleb Stinson. Caleb Stinson, he's center fielder for the Comets. Right-handed batter's box. First pitch from Sandberg. Swung on, ground ball, foul. Just right of head coach Blake Melnikoff. Step back in. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Strike call. Kent goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Sandberg. Swung on. It's going to be a base hit to left field. Picked up there in left field by Isaac Suppiger. and a base hit off the bat of Caleb Stinson. Caleb Stinson having a good offensive game for the Comets. Next batter going to step in is Eli Holloway, freshman DH for the Comets. Runner aboard at first base. Stinson, first pitch comes in, outside edge, strike called. No balls, one strike, one out. Here in, looking at signals. Jeff Sandberg, now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, and take it to a shallow right field. It's going to be called for by Caden Minnick. They'll come in and make the catch. And there are two outs on the diamond. So at first base in the base running is Caleb Stinson. Got himself aboard with a base hit. Next batter will step in, number 21, Grant Yadin. Grant Yadin putting those batting gloves on. He's played in all 21 games. He wears number 21. First pitch from Sandberg. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Grant Yadin plays right field. He's batting 278 in that right-handed batter's box. He's got an on-base percentage of 426. Here comes the pitch, taking off for second base. Are they going to call a foul ball? They didn't say anything at home plate. But it's going to be a foul ball called by the infield umpire. Hands go up. It's a foul ball. Unless you're in a Little League World Series game, that means a whole lot. I couldn't believe they replayed that and called that a fair ball. Pitch comes in. Short off the glove. Couldn't quite get it that time. Jackson Kane. So running over to second base, reading the dirt, is number 3, Caleb Stinson. So Grant Yadin, a 1-2 count. He's got a runner in scoring position at second base. 7-4 ball game. Comets got out to a 2-0 advantage. Knights cut it to 1 after the first inning. He'll step back in. 21, Grant Yadin. Turning in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, Gus Sandberg. Here comes the pitch. They're going to call him out. They're going to call him out on strikes. They're going to say he went down looking. And the Knights get out of the inning. They'll strand one runner at second base. The Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. After 4.5, Knights 7, Comets 4. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Internet radio sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity sports. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights baseball. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils boys basketball. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Camino & Company. Camino & Company, they're in downtown Noblesville, Indiana. Their website is camino-and-company.com. Check out that website, Camino & Company, a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers, small business partners, and the CNC founders. Their mascot is a 1984 El Camino SS. It belongs to my dad. My dad is Carly Witham. Should say Carly Allen Elbrett. And my dad is her grandpa. He gives his El Camino out quite often to Carly for endeavors. And their goal at Camino & Company is to please each customer from their concept to their completion. You can explore the website Camino-and-company.com. They are now booking 2024 weddings. Stepping in, Jeff Sandberg. First pitch, low and away, ball one. Carson Harness getting a workout today. Final regular season game for both of these schools. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Pretty much an encouragement pitch. Call strike. Count goes 1-1. Turn in, looking at signals. Now the windup is the 1-1 pitch. High above the zone, ball two. He's still popping the glove. Carson Harness bringing the fastball. Two balls, one strike. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away. Ball three. On deck for the Knights is 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, a couple of hits in the ball game. Okay, now a stretch. Here comes the pitch, the 3-1. Outside is strike home. 3-2 count to Gus Sandberg. Righty facing a righty. Here comes a 3-2 payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. So putting down swinging, there's one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter to step in for the Knights, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks is going to step in. Batting average at 246. Now left-handed batter's box. Keaton Brooks, 355 on base percentage. We're going to have a windup. Carson Harness. Here comes the wind, first pitch to Brooks. Pitch comes in upstairs, ball one. Brooks going to step back in. Looking for signals, none given. One ball, no strikes. Here comes a wind and the delivery. Above the zone, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Brooks going to step back in. Looking for a good pitch. Nobody aboard. There's one out, bottom of the fifth. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. 2-1 count. To Brooks on deck is Mikey Stapleton. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind for the 2-1. I'll take it the other way up against the screen. Screen saves the foul ball. A little bit of bullpen activity down the left field line for Caston. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Below off the dirt. Good block once again by Gavin Mullenkoff. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Left-handed senior batter, Keaton Brooks. Looking from the windup. Here comes the pitch. You see ground ball back up the middle. Base hit. Just does get by the glove of Mullenkoff on a good effort trying to stab it. Goes into center field. Thrown back in. Caleb Stinson. And Keaton Brooks gets himself aboard. He'll jog off the diamond. And we're going to see number 41, Isaac Suffinger, going to do the base run. Suffinger, at the moment, is known to be the left fielder. Time called in the right-handed batter's box, Mikey Stapleton. Just step back in. One out at first base in the base running is Isaac Suffinger. Out of set, first pitch to Mikey Stapleton. Outside edge, strike called. No balls, one strike. A few signals given by Coach Bordenay. They're playing some long toss down there in the bullpen. Might see a different pitcher next inning. Out of set, Harness. Here's the pitch. Take off the second base, Suffinger. Throw is off target. It goes into center field. Suffinger is going to get third base. The ball is picked up in center field by Caleb Stinson. And Suffinger is going to get credit for one stolen base. Not sure about the second on the overthrow. So Suffinger is going to pick up stolen base number two on the season. Stepping back in, Mikey Stapleton. No balls, two strikes. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight. Mullenkoff misplays it. It's going to be picked up by the pitcher, Harness. Staying put at third base is Suffinger. So Mikey Stapleton, one ball, two strikes, right-handed batter's box. Mikey Stapleton, he's got one hit in this ball game. He's got 24 on the season. He does have a home run at Riverton Park. Here comes the pitch. Inside low for a ball. Count goes even at 2-2. Mikey Stapleton, batting average, .365. Mikey was a little bit under the weather. He sat out about three games. He's back to being a starter. Out of set, here comes a 2-2. Low, going to get by the glove from Mullenkoff. Short hop right there. And coming in to score from third base is Suffinger. That's going to clear the bases. 3-2 count to Mikey Stapleton. It's one out. Bottom of the fifth inning, Knights have the one run in. Working from the windup. Harness. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 3-2. Going to take one to center field. Going to back him up, moving to his right. Caleb Stinson going to make the catch for out number two. So the Knights going to send to the plate once again. Number nine, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, 23 hits on the season, 21 are singles. He has a double, he has a triple. Steps in, right-handed batter's box. Two out. Working from the windup. Carson Harness, first pitch. Swung on, and take it right side. It's going to be in playable territory, but a difficult ball to get to. Foul ball. So Gutwein goes down the count, 0-1. Nobody on base. I just have one run in here in the bottom of the fifth. Working from the windup. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. High and away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Right into the batter's box, steps back in. Gutwein has been to the plate more than any other batter. Swung on, foul ball. It makes sense. He's the leadoff batter. Started this game with 106 plate appearances. Just behind him is Minnick with 103. So working from the windup, one ball, two strikes. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Gutwein. Just misses. 2-2. So Hudson Gutwein trying to get even with those pitches. 2-2 count. Two outs. Here's the pitch. And he's going to get hit by pitch. Got him on the backside, back of the leg. Pitch went behind him. He flinched ever so slightly. That's enough to earn a hit by pitch. And Hudson Gutwein has now been hit by pitch twice in this game. He has 14 on the season. So stepping in, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel, third baseman for the Knights, out of set. Here comes the pitch from Harness. Low and away, ball one. Two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Knights have one run in. It's an 8-4 contest. Runner at first base is Hudson Gutwein, out of set. Pickoff move, Gutwein back safely, standing up. One ball, no strikes. Gavin Boutel, right into the batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Checks first base. Here's the pitch. Taking off for second base. Put back to the pitcher. Harness fields it. Nonchalant throw to first base. Gets the put out with Noah Hurd. Caston gets out of the inning. They leave one aboard. And the Knights up 8-4 on the Comets after five complete. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. They have indoor, outdoor storage with flex storage availability. You can call to reserve space for that safe and secure storage space location. They have indoor storage for your boats, RVs, or your precious automobiles. That could be a Corvette, could be a Mercedes, could be a Jaguar, could be a Lexus, or outdoor storage always available. To contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage, simply go online. The website is www.aipsindiana.com. That's AIPSIndiana.com, or you can call them by telephone at 317-774-1500. Again, that's 317-774-1500. So they'll throw one down to second base, Jackson King. They'll throw it around the diamond. First batter for the Comets in the top of the sixth is going to be the nine-hitter, Edison Byron. Last time Edison Byron came up, he's against the left center field. Almost went to the wall. He ended up at a triple at third base. The Knights stranded him there. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. The ball goes out of play. No ball, one strike. Byron steps back in. Right-handed batter's box. Stepping off the rubber, step back on. Got Sandberg. Peering over the glove, looking at signals. Out of line, here comes the 0-1. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Edison Byron goes down the count, 0-2. Let's step back in. Byron, 281 batting average. Take a shot to center field. Going to back up Brandon Robbins. He's on his horse. He'll reach up and make the catch over the shoulder while going backwards. That ball might have been close to the warning track. Byron getting a good bead, good sweet spot on his bat. So one out, top of the sixth inning, stepping into bat, Talon Zeter. Talon Zeter wears number 4. He's a shortstop. First pitch comes in high and tight, ball one. Talon Zeter played in all 21 games. He got a batting average of .312. Pitch comes in low, good block by Jackson. As the lights come on here at Gordon Lemming Field. Working from the windup. Peering over the glove, here comes the wind and the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, right straight back. Nearly got Nathan. So, well, last year I had one right here from Ben Mazur right now. And it landed right there and stayed in here. Here comes the pitch, the 2-1. Above his own, ball three. Three balls, one strike. He's back there, the back of the chalk, Talon Zeter. Here comes a 3-1 pitch from Sandberg. Swung on, he'll take a short shot. Mikey Stapleton going to make the catch. Had to move to his right. There's a frozen rope, and there are two outs here in the top of the sixth. So stepping into bat would be the true hitter, number 2, Lance Hanna. Lance Hanna plays shortstop for the Comets. Here comes a wind in the pitch. They call a strike inside edge. That's a pitch that's difficult to hit. If it really is pitching, catching the edge. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. That's in there for a strike. 0-2 count. Lance Hanna, two hitter, wears number 2. We've got a .373 batting average. Take a foul ball back to the screen. Let's stay in the box. They get just enough of it to stay in that box with an 0-2 count. Hanna, .507 on base percentage. He's got 19 hits, 14 singles, 5 doubles. Here comes the pitch, swing and a miss. So they'll go down by on strikes. And that's the third out here in the top of the sixth inning. So after 5.5, Knights in front, 8, Comets, 4. And we'll also mention today's ball game is being brought to you in part by FritzandFishers.com. FritzandFishers.com. They buy, they sell, they trade. They'll help you to finance your quality cars, trucks, or SUVs. They have preferred low mileage and one-owner automobiles. They have 2 Hamilton County, Indiana locations. That's Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. You can dial them up there in Fishers at 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. They have a Noblesville location. That's right there along State Road 32. Right there, State Road 32. We'll mention you can find them between Westfield and Noblesville. You can dial them up at 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. You can visit Fritz and Fishers online, or you can stop by on site. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z, 40 years in the car sales business. They do a tremendous job at what they do. They have a service, Fritz and Fishers service, out there at their Fisher's location. So the Knight's going to send to the plate. First batter is going to be Lucas Gerke. It's going to be Gerke, Kane, and Minnick. Bottom of the sixth inning. Both these teams looking for the sectional, just trying to sharpen themselves up for sectional play. And we'll mention Cats and Comets. They're going to play in the second game on Wednesday night. That's coming Wednesday. A couple of days away on the 22nd, Cast and Comets will play the 8 p.m. ball game. They'll play it against the host school. The North White ball game in Caston will be at North White High School sectional, Class 1A 52. The Knights in the Class 1A 54 sectional. They'll play Thursday in the second game. They'll go against the Covington Trojans. And the Knights getting ready for baseball here in about 2 days away. Working from the windup, pitcher in the ballgame is number 7, Eli Holloway. Ground ball, first base, base hit. Going to go down the line. Going to end up at second for sure. Lucas Gerke, Coach Borden, going to hold him up right there. So Lucas Gerke picks up a first pitch down the right field line, first baseline. It goes into right field, ends up at second base, stand-up double. Lucas Gerke picks up double number 5 on the season. And Gerke picks up his third hit in this ballgame. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. Peering in, looking at signals. Eli Holloway. Long Pierre. Long Pierre, I think we're going to hear a timeout here in a second. Maybe, maybe not. Out of set position. Here comes a pitch from Holloway. I'm going to stop right there. I think Jackson called timeout. I think if I was going to get stopped, I'd go ahead and throw that pitch just so the balk did not happen, or I wouldn't throw my back out of kilter. We're going to have a stretch and out of set. Here comes the pitch to Kane. High and tight. Got him in the midsection, right on the shirt area. Jackson Kane going to jog to first base again with a hit by pitch. Calvin Reisman going to come out of the dugout, going to do the base running for Jackson Kane. So the Knights have some activity in the bullpen. Left-hander getting loose down there. Stepping into bat is going to be Caden Minnick. Turn in, looking at signals. Eli Holloway, short relief for the Comets. Here comes the pitch. A square to bunt. Good bunt. Third baseline. Hard to handle. It's going to be a hit. Bunt single for Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick puts that bunt down right down the third baseline. Fielded by Holloway. By the time he fielded it, there was no throw necessary at first base. So Knights have loaded the bases. Stepping in, it's going to be number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins steps in, 347 batting average. Peering in, looking at signals, out of set. Eli Holloway swung on back up the middle. Robbins is going to get a base hit. He's going to score one. Ball's going to get by the center fielder just momentarily. Caleb Stinson. No extra bases taken. So Bren Robbins gets a base hit and an RBI. There's one run in here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Bren Robbins picks up second hit in the ball game. He now has 28 hits on the season. We're going to have a stretch now to set. Here comes the pitch. Jeff Sandberg takes it to right field. Couldn't quite make the catch, though forward. Probably going to get credit for a single. Difficult play to make. Ball gets thrown away. It's in the left field. Coming around to try to score again there is Bren Robbins. So that's going to be a couple of RBI for Gus Sandberg. Four runs in here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 12-4 contest. Nobody out. Gus Sandberg is at second base. He's going to be run for. He's still the pitcher of record. Courtesy runner running out there is Alex Schumer. Alex Schumer, a sophomore. Alex Schumer got to play some baseball while Mikey Stapleton was getting back to good health. And I know Schumer had a good time doing it. Schumer had about 12 hits on the season. We'll double check that in a minute. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swung on, Seppinger. You're going to hit foul ball, playable, third base area. Foul ball caught by third baseman Pete Duvall. There's one out. Alex Schumer, sophomore, he got five hits. Five hits, four singles. He hit the double. He got seven RBI. He has scored five runs. Alex Schumer, he's also been hit by three pitches. Stepping in for the Knights. Going to be Mikey Stapleton. Runner at second base. One out. Here comes a pitch from Holloway. Healthy catch, swinging a foul tip off the leg there. Mikey Stapleton might go with the lower apparatus in the next game. If they got him good enough, he's probably pretty sore right there. So, Mollenkopf thinks well enough of the batter to walk out. Have a little conversation with the pitcher. Give Mikey Stapleton an opportunity to kind of shrug that off. And Mollenkopf and Holloway, they'll be playing a lot of ball together. Holloway just a freshman. Mollenkopf a sophomore. No ball, one strike. Stepping back in, Mikey Stapleton. Runner at second base for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Eli Holloway, now out of the set, becomes the pitch. Breaking pitch, just above the zone. 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. 12-4 contest. We're going to have a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Going to throw it behind Mikey for ball two. Right into the batter's box. On deck is Hudson Gutwein. Peering in, looking at signals. Eli Holloway. Check second base. Now out of the set. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Outside, nice block by Gavin Mollenkopf. Saves the runner going 90 feet on that block. Mikey Stapleton steps back in. Three balls, one strike. Big hole at shortstop. Both middle infielders are hovering at second base. Now they'll go back to their respective positions. Here's the pitch. Swung on, or go to center field. Going to back him up. Caleb Simpson makes the catch, and there are two out. Two out in the bottom of the sixth. Knights going to send to the plate their one hitter. Once again, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, he's been active. Scored a run in this ball game. Gutwein has walked for the 16th time on the season. And Gutwein stepping in right now. Gutwein has picked up a stolen base in today's ball game. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. No balls, one strike. Hudson Gutwein, just a junior class member. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of stretch, a set position. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and miss. Breaking pitch. Finished away. No balls, two strikes to Gutwein. Runner at second base, Alex Schumer. Out of set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Just misses. One ball, two strikes. Two out. A little bit of a close stance for Gutwein. Now stretch, now the set for Holloway. Here's the pitch. High and tight, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Two out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Lights are on full-fledged. Out of set, here comes the pitch. They're taking a ground ball shortstop. It'll be fielded by Jeter. To throw across the diamond, he'll get the put out with Noah Hurd. So the Knights are out of the inning. Knights pick up four runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. At the end of six complete, Knights 12, Comets 4. We'll also mention today's ball game is in part being brought to you by your home away from home. Do you sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida? but you don't have a place to stay. Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. You can enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5-bath, spacious town home with a private pool available for short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County, close proximity to the Walt Disney theme park. And if you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, just 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Daytona Beach, and New Smyrna beaches. You and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. When you get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. You can direct your inquiries by email to 353captiva@gmail.com. Again, that's 353captiva@gmail.com. That's in Davenport, Florida. That sounds pretty fun. I have seen photographs of that townhome, and it is nice. It is nice. So they're going to throw one down. We'll mention on the pitcher's rubber right now for the Knights. Going to pitch here in the seventh inning is number 41 senior class member, Isaac Suffinger. Isaac Suffinger, he's pitched in 3 innings this season. This is appearance number 5. He has faced 22 batters. He has thrown 89 pitches. He's allowed 5 hits, 6 runs. All 6 runs were earned. He has walked 6 batters. He struck out 8. 5 of those batters went down looking, 5 of those strikeouts. So he has some final talks with the Jackson team. He's going to throw one down on second base. And the Captain Thomas is going to bat in the seventh inning. The seventh inning bat is going to be number 5, 3-hitter Gavin Mollenkopf. Gavin Mollenkopf, he's the catcher for the Comets. Step in, bat right-handed. Right-handed catcher. You have seen left-handed catchers, but not really above the ninth grade level. Swing and a miss, first pitch from Suffinger. Suffinger, a left-handed pitcher. Isaac Suffinger, 6'3", 200 pounds, not much shorter, not much smaller than Jack Reisman. Second pitch comes in there, strike called. Count goes 0-2. Working from the windup, here comes the 0-2 pitch from Suffinger. Ground ball up the middle. Going to be fielded by Hudson Gute. No, it's going to be Alex Schumer. Schumer makes the play, throws over to first base, makes the catch on the run. If he didn't come in on that baseball, there was going to be no play. He made the play. There's one out. So stepping in for Caston is going to be number 18, the 4-hitter, Pete Duvall. Pete Duvall, the third baseman for the Comets, steps in. Working from the windup, Isaac Suffinger. First pitch to Duvall. Cross the dish, strike called. No balls, one strike, one out. Here comes a pitch from Suffinger. He's going to take a stroke to left field. And the veer to his right. He's going to make the catch for out number 2. So second out recorded here in the bottom of the 7th. The next batter going to step in for Caston. It's going to be the first baseman, Noah Hurd. Noah Hurd, where's number 23? Noah Hurd, first baseman. 5 hitter for Caston. Noah Hurd had a 400 on-base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Going to foul one straight back. No balls, one strike, 2 outs. Step back in, tap the plate. Working from the windup, Isaac Suffinger. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, swing and a miss. Might have been off speed right there. Suffinger, after the foul ball, him goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Comes the wind and the pitch. Low for ball 1. Good block in the dirt there by Jackson Kane. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Comets, Cast and Comets. Central Cap is nice. This game has been on the schedule all season long. Final game of the regular season. Class 1A 52, Class 1A 54. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Stefinger. See, a little bit submarine there. Kind of taking us back to last season. Stefinger went submarine last year. And he tried a little submarine pitch there. Count goes 2-2. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Going to get him on the outside edge. Strike called, and that's going to complete today's ball game. Final score, Crystal Catholic Knights 12, Caston Comets 4. We hope the best for both teams in the sectional. We hope the best for Coach Blake Mellencroft. He's going to play on Wednesday in the second game on Wednesday at North White High School, and they'll go against North White. That'll be an 8 o'clock start for the Caston Comets. And the Knights are going to play Thursday night. Their sectional will begin Thursday. Knights will play in the second game versus Covington, and they have that slated for a 7:30 start time. We do thank you for tuning in, and we thank Nathan, we thank Connor for their availability up here. We'll talk again, and Nathan likes talking. Nathan's worthy of talking, and so is Connor. But we're going to bow out of here, but we thank my wife back on the sound check and monitoring the ball game. If you want to stay put, we'll probably have Coach Bourdain talk here in just a bit. And until then, we'll be here on Thursday if you want to tune in, maybe about 7:45, something, 7:15, 7:30. We don't know when the first game will end. So until then, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning. We're going to talk to Coach Bourdain. We're post-game. Coach Bourdain, I think what, got some different pitching in the game, both sides.
Yeah, you know, I thought Gus really came in and did a nice job. Got us into the, you know, late innings, and the Kreppinger came in, and I don't know where that's been all year, but he was phenomenal. And he had zip on his fastball and nice couple nice breaking balls. And he dropped down underneath and got the last out.
Did that drop down come from the dugout?
That did. I mean, that's how we had him thrown down under all last year, and you know, he just felt more comfortable over the top. So this year we went back over the top, but you know, there he still messes around with it some, and threw two of them really, really nice there at the end.
He had several nights with them, Duke. Several hits, two hits in the game. We had one night with three.
Yeah, I thought I thought Keaton Brooks really swung the bat well. Came through with a couple RBI singles for us, and and Hudson did a good job of getting on base all night. A couple hit by pitches, a walk, and that's his job. You lead off man, get on base any way you can to help the offense and give the guys in the middle lineup a chance to drive them in.
Once we get a couple of days of practice in Thursday, you'll have a second game here tonight.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, these games that we've played up to this point have all been practice games, and we've been put in a lot of situations that will make us better come tournament time, and I think we're prepared for just about anything that we might see in the tournament, whether we get up, whether we get down, or whether we're in a nail-biter in the seventh inning. We've had all those games this year. So, our kids are prepared, and now it's going to go out and have some fun.